Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work. In this segment, we're going to find out about a unique event that's taking place tomorrow with a lot of contemporary music and really an opportunity for folks to just let their hair down and enjoy the kind of festival we don't have around here very often. We're glad to say that Maria Lorenzo is here. You may know her if you've been to El Canto Restaurant over near Sealands Grove. Lots of folks have, and she's the owner. And does that make you one of the chief cooks as well, and occasional dishwasher and everything else?
Yeah, a little bit of each.
And you do whatever it takes. Well, great.
Definitely.
Well, good. Well, I know the restaurant is busy sometimes over there, so good for you. But closed today. We'll make a note of that.
Yes.
If folks are headed over there. And you brought Alex Cardona with you. He's the event planner and designer for tomorrow's Electric Field Music Festival. So, Alex, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh, I really do appreciate you coming in. I think this is all pretty exciting. Well, Maria, bring us up to date. What is the Electric Field Music Festival? Tell us about the DJs and the setting and camping and everything else that's going to be happening.
Well, it's an event my son, my husband, and I just kind of decided to throw one day. We wanted to have something not only different, but we were looking to have something for like our young community to enjoy. I think they needed a lot, especially after COVID. I think we all got hit, but I would say they got hit harder. I have young kids, so I know what they went through and everything. So Alex here, my son, he came up with the name together with us, but he came up with the idea of the event. I'm going to let him talk about the DJs because he's the one that knows all that. Honestly, I don't even know the terms for them, so I'm going to let that to him.
Okay. Well, let's kind of start at the beginning. El Canto Restaurant, a Puerto Rican restaurant around here, thriving, and really, I just think, kind of setting a little niche in our area, making
yes.
sure that, you know, people know you're there, and you can go there, and I guess, I don't know if this sounds wrong or whatever, speak the language, and you know what you're ordering, and you sort of have a home there.
Yes.
You know, it's a great place for folks to visit. And then comes the music festival, which doesn't necessarily have an exclusive Puerto Rican can focus, but there'll be that touch to it, right?
Yes. It's music. It's like American music, I would say. The only difference is just DJs are coming from Puerto Rico to play this music.
All right, Alex, boy, tell us all about this. This is exciting.
All right, so for the DJs, they will be playing mostly American music, classics, some old school, and maybe some new school in the electronic world. But they do have some mixes of Puerto Rican music. They use like instruments like the güiro, stuff like that, that mostly Puerto Ricans only use. So we'll have that with a little bit of I would say like a more electronic, but like tropical feel to it as well.
Well, and I think, you know, I was a DJ in college.
That's cool.
I would go in, turn up the music, play a record.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what some folks may think a DJ is, but you're talking about the DJs who are artists,
yeah, they're mixing music, creating new sounds, like feelings. They studied like what certain sounds create different type of feelings. That way you can have like a full experience, like good feelings, bad feelings, dark scenes, like light scenes, stuff like that. They really focus in that area.
And a good beat is a common thread through all of it, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So set the scene tomorrow. This starts at 3 p.m. Electric Field Music Festivals at the Susquehanna Valley Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of it as being at the airport, but, of course, it's some of the abundant property there.
Yes, it's a big space.
There's a lot of space for, like, at least, like, 10,000 people you can fit in there.
Easily.
But obviously we're not going to get that much. Well, who knows? But
you can walk from the restaurant to there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Can.
Good. It's
yeah.
be a longer walk for some folks. But okay, so 6 DJs are scheduled. This is all spread out. Now, we have the pandemic is kind of bubbling up again. So
yes.
Yes, that's worried a little
it's outdoors.
Yes, it's,
yes,
okay.
It's all open outdoors. Air. Yes. There will be enough space for people to be social distancing.
Well, mostly sunny with a high of 77, so yeah. Good job on the date selection.
Oh, yeah. We got lucky on that one.
So that is good. And why is it important to have sort of a more contemporary music-type-oriented event? When your son mentioned this, you said yes, yes, yes.
Yes. I think it attracts the young people around here. I don't know. It's happy music. I think it's... I just put it that way. It's happy music.
I think it's something that lacks in the area. You get a lot of country, a lot of rock, which is all good, but I think variety is better. That way everybody is happy, not just certain groups of people. And right now with Fortnite having online concerts and stuff like that, I'm thinking that it's probably going to be better for the younger ones to like have like an electronic music festival. That way they experience what they experience on TV, but in real life.
All right, and the tickets are available at eventbrite.com, the Electric Field Music Festival at the Susquehanna Valley Event Center around here. In what way is it tied to the restaurant, or are you a sponsor?
We are the hosts. We're the hosts of the event. He's a creator and everything. We're hosting the event together with the Susquehanna Valley Event Center. They're giving us a hand with this. We had no idea where to start. So,
no experience. But okay, so 3 p.m. until
midnight.
Until midnight.
Yes.
Six DJs. Food will be there.
There'll be food. Yes, there'll be food. We wanted to have carnival games. We even wanted to have a Ferris wheel, but everybody's been booked since last year. So. We didn't have any luck with that.
But you have some food trucks, per se? Or you'll just be serving food?
We will have our food truck there available. There will be, I think, two more vendors. We had some cancellations due to COVID, but we're working on that.
Okay, well, good. Yep. Well, hopefully there'll be enough. And if folks want to spend the night on site, they can. Some limited camping?
Yes, you would have to go online to Eventbrite for that. But yes, there is... camping on site. If you'd like to camp, all the information is on the website. And let me mention, tickets are general admission is $40. College students, they get in for $30, and high school students for $20.
Okay, so this is a big deal. Maybe a little bit pricier than some tickets around here, but certainly way, way less than comparable event.
I've seen events going for $250 and $300, and I'm like, I can't pay that much.
Well, and I agree. And often camping's not included there. And,
exactly.
Well, it's not included here, but it's much more reasonably price, so or it isn't an option that you have to leave
exactly.
at midnight, which isn't always necessarily mm-hmm. perfect for everybody. So, okay, so this is tomorrow, 3 p.m. to midnight at the Susquehanna Valley Event Center. When I started this out, Alex, I called it a one of a kind event, and I have to think that that's kind of exactly what this is around here.
Yes, yes. It'll be something new, definitely. It might not be like up to higher festivals like. Ultra Music Festival or something like that, but we could try to get there if it works out. But for now, we only have limited amounts of vendors and stuff like that and activities. But hopefully, if people like it and enjoy it, we could build up on it and do something better.
Well, boy, keep thinking big around here, making stuff like this happen. I think you're on to something. Alex Cardona is the event planner and designer. Would you like to add anything else to our conversation?
No, not right now.
Okay, perfect. All right. Wrap us up. What else would you like to add? Maybe make a pitch for folks to go to the Electric Field Music Festival tomorrow.
Yes. If you are in for something new, don't miss out.
Okay, and this is tomorrow. That's Maria Lorenzo. You know her if you've been to the El Canto restaurant. She's the owner there and does a lot of the work to make things happen. El Canto restaurant is hosting, along with the Susquehanna Valley Event Center, the Electric Field Music Festival tomorrow, 3 p.m. All the details are available at Eventbrite, if maybe I've left something out. But six DJs, all of whom come from Puerto Rico to perform.
Except for one. We have one local.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's one local DJ.
Wow, yes. Great. Who is that?
High Scores. That's what he goes by. Mitch Omler.
Mitch Omler high scores. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't ring a bell to me, but I'm as unhip as humanly possible. So that's my bad. So, but we now know more, so this will help us out. Well, thank you both so much, first of all, for all you're doing in general. Honestly, I think you're both part of the solution, really, in a lot of ways. And thanks for all you're doing tomorrow with the Electric Field Music Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.